This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
North Korea took an American into custody after he crossed the heavily fortified border with South Korea. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The American-led UN command says the U.S. citizen was on a tour inside the demilitarized zone and crossed into North Korea without authorization. The command says it's working with North Korean counterparts to resolve the incident after the person was detained. It gave no details on the person's identity or why they crossed the border. It happened amid high tensions over North Korea's nuclear program. Earlier today, the U.S. sent a nuclear-armed submarine to South Korea for the first time in decades. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Millions of Americans are struggling with the heat. The National Weather Service is using the word dangerous. The heat's plaguing people across much of the South, from the east to the west. Oklahoma City may hit 104 today, and in many areas, the heat's going to ramp up over the next few days before it cools down. Now to the criminal case against Donald Trump, the AP's Donna Warder.
Today is the first pretrial conference scheduled in the landmark criminal case against former President Donald Trump and his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are set to appear before U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon to discuss the rules and procedures that will govern how classified evidence is used in the case. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine says it shot down Russian drones and missiles targeting the Black Sea port of Odessa this morning. Moscow calls it payback for an attack that damaged a crucial bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. Americans increased their spending a little last month as inflation eased in many areas and the job market remained strong. Retail sales rose 0.2% from May to June. Tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot is worth about $1 billion. This is AP News. A Chicago area gets a big surprise, and not the kind you want. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with this story.
No one was injured when a jetliner's evacuation slide fell into a Chicago neighborhood. An emergency evacuation slide fell from an airliner and landed in the backyard of a home near Chicago O'Hare International Airport, causing no injuries but damaging a roof, the downspout, and a window screen. The Federal Aviation Administration said a United Airlines Boeing 767 had landed safely at O'Hare Airport after arriving from Switzerland when maintenance workers realized an emergency slide was missing from the plane's side. The aircraft was carrying 155 passengers and 10 crew. United says they are trying to find out exactly how the slide ended up on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Canada reports it has almost 900 active wildfires, and most are out of control. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help. You save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3. This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer. Now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.